sound and country vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
There's a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country. The Yankees call it dumb. I got my own way of talking, but everything is done with a southern accent where I come from. Now that drunk tank in Atlanta is just a
a very mellow start to Tessa Snart's Sound and Country Vision, with an added bonus, not only being a tribute to Tom Petty, but also of actually welcoming a new co-presenter. Actually, not so new, but a wonderful co-presenter. Tessa, welcome to your show.
Yes, we have the wonderful Dawson Rains with us.
Welcome, Hello. Dawson Rains!
Hello, Tessa. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
And what a packed programme we've actually got for your first co-hosting duty scenario, Dawson. I mean, so much to pack in. I'll just hand over to Tessa to because thankfully, obviously, keeping the proper protocols in place,
yes.
It's a fantastic tune from yourself, which is actually up first to launch with the whole process.
Yes,
well, I'm very excited to be over and doing this with you guys. Obviously, I've been with you on the interview side, but to co-host, this is very cool. So thank you.
That's okay. Now, you're quite a fan of Tom Petty yourself, aren't you? I mean, I know obviously we recently just lost him, and I saw you posted on Instagram about him. So you're obviously quite a fan.
Yeah, no, he's one of my other big influences. Like whenever I talk about, you know, music, again, always being a fan of music of every genre, but my true roots, I mean, if you look at anything that I've ever talked about, comes back to really those, it's almost like cross-country rockers, you know, the Eagles, Tom Petty, I'm trying to think like other ones, even, you know, Boston, like these rocker bands that really could be in country for the most part, but Tom Petty, I mean, all the songs, like Free Falling is one I can't stop playing when I'm out, you know, I won't back down. Like, you go down the list of this guy and he was amazing and he wrote so many great hits with so many people. And I mean, tied into what we were doing today with the cross pond talk and co-host, mm-hmm. I mean, he had his big break, or at least broke out huge in the UK when he first started. So, I mean, he knew what he was doing as well coming over there.
Yeah, and he has his country roots as well, which is great. So that's why we thought it'd be good to put him on the show.
We give a name check to Paul Zollo, of course, who's become a bit of a regular on our sister programme, Midweek Drive. Paul Zollo, a music publisher who, of course, worked with Tom literally a week before he passed away, but also earlier in the century actually did the wonderful book Conversations with Tom Petty. And it's if you ever get a chance to actually read that, Dawson, I'd certainly say it's well worth catching. Tom Petty does an introduction, and it really gives you an insight into the guy and the man and his music.
Really interesting.
I may have to do that because it was a great loss, that's for sure. He was a great artist, great person, so it was a shock to many, I'm sure, if not all.
Definitely. Anyway, we've got a great lineup of guests for Volume 14. We've actually got a new foodie feature. Tom from the Great British website will be up in the part
of the
show.
And to take us round to that, what better way than a Dawson's Range tune?
Yes.
A Dawson Range tune. So
I'm all right with that, sure.
Who's going to introduce this, Tessa or Dawson? Whatever.
I think, Dawson, you should introduce your song.
Is that allowed as a co-host? Does that come off wrong? Is that okay?
No, you can be proud. I think you should say it.
well, here's the thing. I will do it this time because it is kind of a little bit of an announcement. This song that we'll be playing today on Sound and Country Vision is the third single coming off of my latest EP, really. So this will be coming out at the end of this month to radio across the globe. So this is Stay With Me Tonight.
Look at you outside, rain pouring down on your face. We're thinking about the reasons that you gotta walk away. I know I may sound like a record that's broken, but wait. You leaving right now sure feels like a big mistake. I may not have it all figured out, but I know without a doubt I don't want this night to stop. I don't wanna let you go. I don't wanna feel like your body's something I'll never hold. Do you really wanna wonder why we didn't give in this time? 'Cause I don't really wanna say goodbye, just so you. With a smile and a kiss, you're asking what's in it for me. Acting like you know where this road's bound to lead. Your past is the past, doesn't mean that it's on repeat. Besides, you and I know you're right where you wanna be.
before you turn away. Baby, come back. By now you ought to know that I don't want this night to stop. I don't want to let you go. I don't want to feel like your body's something I'll never hold. Do you really want to wonder why we didn't give in this time? 'Cause I don't really want to say goodbye, just so you.
One word, Tessa. Just one word. Awesome, Shirley. Awesome.
Fantastic.
You guys are too kind.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, so that's the third single off your EP, then?
Yes, it will be the third, and I think it's going to be the last. We're going to be heading back into studio, doing some writing, and putting the head down for the next project, and we'll see where that goes later next year.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, then. Have you got any? Have you been doing any gigs or tours just lately? Have you been busy doing that behind the scenes?
You know what? I've actually wound it down a little bit. Just, for the first time, it's been kind of crazy the last few years with everything happening, like we've talked about before. I don't want to turn this into a Dawson Raines interview because I'm a co-host.
No,
I want to
talk
about other people. But, you know, it was a lot of work with the label getting up and running, coming over to the UK a few times, doing stuff over here. Just a lot of running around, which is what we want, which is good. But I decided to kind of like enjoy the end of the summer a little bit. We didn't have anything set up for end of August, last 2 weeks. Going into the fall, so I've just been chilling out, doing some personal time, you know, just enjoying a little bit of downtime. But now, like I said, once we get to the fall, get the single out, do a little bit more promo with it, and then we'll just get into writing and getting ready for the next step that's coming.
Okay, well, I think you deserve a break anyway.
Well, thank you.
Good to have a break.
Yeah, not too long. You know, just take a little bit of a breather, but we'll get going. So that's what's happening with me. So what's happening with you guys? What are we doing here? Who's coming up?
I think actually allowing for the fact that I was working on a jingle which said, "If music be the food of love, play on." Haven't quite developed it as yet. I'm sure we'll get those all on the case, etc.
Yes.
Tessa, introduce the next correspondent, please.
Okay, so this is a brand new feature we've got on the show, our foodie feature, and we're welcoming Tom from the Great British website.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well indeed. Thank you very much, Steve, for having me on.
Hey, Tom.
You're very welcome. I was quite excited when we organised this, because it's definitely a new element to the show. So tell us, what is the Great British website? When was it founded? How did it come about?
Well, I suppose in some ways it sort of founded from a lifetime passion all about sort of food and drink. I'm probably one of the three greediest men alive, and I'm very fortunate that my other half is also very much a sort of share the passion for sort of food and drink. And we spend a lot of time sort of dipping in and out of farm shops and looking about. And I come from a legal background, and she's in sort of software sales. And we just sort of began to think, you know what, everything we see is the same. And it's all the same stuff in the supermarkets, it's all the same stuff in the sort of farm shops, and it's all the same in the delicatessens. And we wanted to do something different, and we wanted to do something very, very British. And actually, we came up with the idea of developing a website that would allow a lot of small British artisans to have the opportunity to find a route to market via the internet, which means that they can effectively reach, as the website grows, they can reach more and more people. And we thought, you know, what we'd really like to do is actually celebrate everything about the UK that is fantastic. And so, therefore, we only sell British artisan produce. You know, I love French wine and cheese and sort of Spanish salamis and chorizos, but all of our charcuterie is British, and all of our gins are British, and all of our meat and beer, and it's all made in the UK. And that was it, really. And it was, he was watching an episode of The Great British Bake Off, actually, that we came up with the name of the Great British website. We thought that might work, but it is a bit of a mouthful.
I like it, though. I was looking at the website, and it's brilliant. We're in autumn now. Obviously, Halloween's coming up. What treats do you have online that sort of goes with that theme?
So, I mean, in some ways, I mean, you probably know that sort of Halloween in the UK is a slow burner. There's some people who love it and embrace it, and the more American sitcoms and everything that we have on, the more people get into it. But traditionally, it's not been a big event for us. So we find autumn is also a really small window, because we're trying desperately to hold off doing anything Christmassy. So we're looking for homely, we're looking for warm, comfortable food, we're looking for slow cooked, and we're also looking for something a little bit different. I mean, we've got a wonderful lady called Naomi who's got a herd of water buffalo right up in the Orkney Isles, and she sells amazing sort of buffalo steaks that you have to cook them a bit longer and a bit slower than you would do a normal steak, but it's got this amazing sort of like warming, meaty, fantastic flavor, and it's a little bit different. And I think that when you start adding that with maybe your favorite beer or one of the gins that's slightly sort of richer in sort of oriental flavors and warmth, then you've got that whole concept of sort of battening down the hatches and hunkering down and just enjoying, you know, brilliant British autumn before everybody gets utterly obsessed with launching for Christmas.
Dawson, do you have anything to add to that? I mean, do you celebrate Halloween over in Canada or Nashville?
Well, I was just letting Tom continue on there, because Halloween is actually my favorite holiday. So I am the one that has always dressed up way too late as an age, probably like grade 10 or 11, through Halloween parties. And I dress up now every year, decorate the house and dress up. And I don't want to scare the little ones, but I do like to scare the older ones. But I love Halloween. So any kind of new food ideas that you guys have, I'm going to be checking them out. That's for sure.
Okay, so I think one of the things we really wanted to discuss is what do you hope to achieve from the website and this? Because I think it's a great and a fantastic idea. It's somewhere people can go and get a good source of British food. So what do you hope to achieve in the future with this?
I mean, I suppose I'd be not telling the truth, and I'd be very naive if I didn't want to create a sustainable business that produced both a brilliant income for myself and my family, but also gave a huge number of artisans, we've got about 100 of them at the moment, who sort of sell with us, to actually give them a real opportunity to reach a much, much wider market. And I think, so that's kind of like the business commercial side of it. But the flip side of it is what I'd really, really like to do is just actually be a huge champion for British artisan producers, the little guy, for the people who are desperately sort of like trying to work and achieving incredible things. But at the same time, our big competitors are not people who do something similar, or farmers markets or craft markets or anything else. Bizarrely enough, our massive competitors in this marketplace are people like Aldi and Tesco's and Asda, because whilst they provide an amazing service, and I know we all need them for our staples, they actually have in their back pocket things like artisan and craft. And, you know, we know the scandals that surrounded Tesco's with their fake farms that didn't exist, but, you know, they push being British and they push being craft and they push being artisan really, really hard. And at the end of the day, if you can actually stock somebody like Asda, you're probably producing far too much, which is a great problem to have, but you're probably producing far too much to truly be artisan. And we would just really, really like to be able to champion these small producers who work really, really hard in their sort of little sphere, and they do produce incredible food. You know, we've got partners who stock the Michelin-starred restaurants, and it might cost a little bit extra, but it's high, high quality, and we'd like to remind people that, you know, sometimes it's better to pay a little bit more and get a little bit less if it's truly great than just actually this all-you-can-eat buffet concept of, you know, value being only about quantity as opposed to quality.
Does that resonate with yourself, actually, over in Canada, Dawson? I mean, I know we're having one or two challenges in terms of making sure you can hear Tom and vice versa, but, I mean, that notion of sort of small is beautiful, and actually smaller producers rather than mega, I mean, I suppose the equivalent would be Walmart, perhaps.
Yes.
No, for sure, definitely. I'm actually, as Tom, as you're speaking, I'm looking at the website, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. I think it's a great concept, and I mean, if it was available or here, online is so popular now, and having the ability to order, looking at your free and exclusive delivery, even on a lot of products. I mean, people have the ability to get it like this. I mean, I would rather have it directly from smaller places than the big conglomerates. I'm all about the mom and pop shop, so I think there's more people out there that would appreciate this type of setup for sure. And the food looks great, and the drinks obviously go with it. So this is a great concept.
Dawson, is there anything on there in particular that catches your eye?
I'm looking at a lot of the beverages, I'm not going to lie. like looking just the different ones. Like, I mean, because again, being over here in Nashville and in Canada, you know, we have imports, obviously, but you kind of stick to a lot of what you're used to and see. But I'm looking as I'm going through this, there's a lot of things I don't know and would definitely want to try out if I could get them, that's for sure. Even the puppies, I'm a pet owner, so I see, you know, you even have stuff for pets. So, I mean, oh well, yeah, I've got a 12-week-old Australian Shepherd, and I like... Years of pup or pets, and you go into it. I mean, this website's brilliant. Like, it's everything here. These treats, Tom. You guys have a great, great concept set up here.
Hopefully, you're still there, Tom. And you can actually respond.
Yes,
to
I
that.
Am. Thank you. No, I'll be honest. I catch every single bit of the enthusiasm. I don't catch every word being enunciated. But yeah, I'm picking up very much on a cheerful, happy vibe, and that's all really.
Well, we're having to juggle a few bits and pieces around here, but it's going well. Tessa, were you keen to actually get some suggestion for Halloween in terms of what Tom would recommend from the Great British website?
Yes, maybe any Halloween goodies you've got going on, or even some produce you'd recommend. Something to try.
Or trick or treat for Dawson.
Or trick or treat for Dawson.
I mean, I suppose the first thing I would say is that, you know what, I mean, I would love people to shop with us, and that would be fantastic. But at the same time, there are so many amazing artisans out there, and that if this Halloween, whether people shop with us or they simply shop local and support their local, you know, sort of delis and individual producers, then they're already ticking a big, big box for us. We will go Halloween-y next week. We'll sort of do it as a short window. But, I mean, I would say if you want some drinks in, I mean, we've got an amazing new sort of beer partner on called Burton Town Brewery, and they'll send you a bottle of beer. You can literally buy a single bottle of beer for £3.50, including delivery, to try it. And they've got sort of mixed cases, and they are the newest brewery in Burton, which is obviously the home of sort of like big breweries sort of across the UK for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they've got some absolutely fantastic and very, very funky beers, sort of IPAs, which are more what you're used to, and then some others called things like Kaplunk, which are, as they might sound, just a little bit sort of slightly fruitier, and they're the sort of thing that will get your, you know, get your Halloween party off to a great start. And if you're a gin lover, and I know that we might talk gin at a separate time, but we've got a beautiful gin from a little distillery up in Edinburgh called Pickering's. And they do a 1947 edition. And Grandad, who was serving out there, Mr. Pickering's Grandad, had been serving out in the war, and he was in India. And when he got demobbed, he brought this recipe back, and it's full of things like cardamom and star anise and coriander, and it's just this beautiful, warming sort of gin that is lovely with any tonic.
Well, I'm looking at the site, and I've got hooked on cider in the last year or so, and I see you have cider options as well. I really wish you had delivery to Nashville or Louisiana, because I'd be getting a case of it.
Well, there you go. I think you've got it. You've got a new audience anyway.
Let's set Tom a challenge that for November's edition of Sound and Country Vision, which, who knows, might be sort of in the midst of space and time put together in the very near future, would you be willing to actually give a special recipe or treat for Dawson to maybe think about in Canada?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely we can. We can absolutely do that. And I'm sure that if we've got things that they can't get, potentially like sort of like Orkney Buffalo, that there must be plenty of something similar that they can eat that marauds freely across the sort of the Great Plains.
Bring on the Orkney Buffalo!
Wow.
Tom,
I'll try anything once.
Other than obviously visiting the Great British website itself, where else can people go to view all your lovely treats and products?
So we tend to, interestingly enough, we're starting to stock a couple of delis. I mean, this was always our great big sort of like plan for this year, and life had funny way of throwing you curveballs from time to time, and we've ended up having a very, very busy year for slightly different reasons. But what we're looking to do is to actually start contacting we're based in the East Midlands at the moment, and starting to contact and stock two or three local delis and then just sort of begin to move out further and further. We also will do a couple of sort of Christmas markets and Christmas fairs, and when we're there, we tend to actually promote artisan gin. So we will be in Ashford de la Zouche this December, and we will also be in Tamworth as part of the Food Gusto festivals of food that they do, because we like to support our local people as much as we can. I tell you an amazing
Tom, there's so much. We've got a Sound of Country Vision show to actually go to. Tessa, yes. You've got a next tune that are all lined up and ready to go.
We have. We thought this one would be suited to the foodie feature, so we've got Biscuits by Casey Musgroves. Thank you, Tom. By Casey Musgraves. Dawson, are you a fan of her?
Casey Musgraves, yeah. As soon as she came on the scene, I was all over. But I had heard of her just before she broke, but she's phenomenal.
Yeah, she's just recently got married. I've noticed the pictures on Twitter, so.
Yes, she's no longer on the market, boys. Sorry.
Okay, so we have another new guest on now, Hannah Harper. We welcome her to the show. She's our country or not country guest, and we'll reveal that in a few seconds. So, hello, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's all right. I was quite excited to talk to you because obviously you've come from a country background. You started out in country, but your music's kind of moved on from that now. So just explain sort of where you started in music and how you've got to where you are now.
Yeah, definitely. So I started off country with my guitar. I'm originally from the countryside, and when I got into music, I just wrote songs on my guitar and really admired, you know, Dolly Parton, Fleetwood Mac, and great artists like that. and it was a really nice way for me to get into music and learn quite a lot as well. And then just going on, you know, listening to incredible artists such as Kate Bush, I just found a new way to express myself. And I've always liked electronic music and things, and I just found that pathway was more how I wanted to play my music.
Okay, so your newest song, Appetite, which actually is great because we've just been talking about food and I think we're all hungry now. So we've got quite an appetite. I had a listen beforehand and your voice really reminds me of Gwen Stefani and sort of Madonna. There's a whole range in it. So where did that song come about?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, actually Gwen Stefani is a big influence for me as well. So that's nice that you hear that. So, I mean, I wrote the song, when was it? It was January time. I've worked on it for quite some time. It's definitely the first song that really changed music for me and how I want to express myself. It was such a great experience, and very lyrical as well, so I guess if you listen to the lyrics, it says quite a lot. Kate Bush and Gwen Stefani and Banks and people and Lorde and Sia and people like that, they're all big influences for me.
I can hear that in the song as well, and obviously we've got Dawson with us as well. He's over in Canada at the moment. Dawson, do you have any questions for Hannah? Obviously you've not heard the song yet, we will play it a bit later on, what's your thoughts?
No, obviously, hi Hannah, it's Dawson. I've been checking you out as well. Obviously, getting a chance to co-host today with these guys and, hearing you now, actually, it's kind of, it's cool to hear past of, the similar nature. Yeah, you came country and you have, or from country roots and you have some pop to you, and I was rock and kind of went country. I guess just at what point along the way did you just feel it was, your own sound that you were creating as opposed to just sticking with maybe what you started with?
So my first single, Appetite, was definitely the game changer for me. I write all the time, and I just do some vocal melodies to it. And when I started Appetite, it just really showed me what sound I want to create. I think country music, it was something that made me love music. It was the first sort of genre I really listened to. I sort of grew from there, really. But Appetite was definitely when my sound did change, and I really realised that's the pathway I want.
Shall we take a listen to Appetite then?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I got these blurred reflections, these lost separations, suppress my appetite and feed it to my mind. I'm not the same girl I used to be. Oh, no longer follow you like a lost puppet. You gave me stark directions, broke my foundation. Them calling you, I
And that was Hannah Harper with Appetite.
Ooh. Very cool.
Dawson, what did you think?
I heard you, obviously, when you first started with Hannah, the Gwen Stefani slant. Honestly, Hannah, I'm kind of the same way. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but you might be the same as I am, where people say, you sound like this, you sound like that. And you always want to go, well, it's me. But really, there's still those strong influences. And I'm a huge No Doubt fan as much as I'm a Gwen Stefani fan. And you definitely have a very cool sound of your own. But yeah, definitely have the Gwen part to you, which is a very good thing. So very cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, Hannah, where can people go to find your music, download the song and everything?
So Appetite's going to release on November 3rd, so it's not currently out at the moment. But I'm very active on my Instagram and my Facebook page, which is Hannah Harper Music as well.
Okay then. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us on the show.
Nice meeting
you. Thank
you Anna.
So much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stones pierce your feet on the path up ahead. Soft grass will soothe you and brush your cold legs. And when you cry softly so no one can hear, I'll be here waiting, hold back your tears. Cause you showed me only love. Love can't stay the free. In your heart my wonders, time plays its game. My heart will break with the cold light of day. Sure is the song of an Irish girl's key. I'll be here waiting to hold you again. Cause you show me only love. Love can stay the free. Trembling I will.
Young with Trembling Heart, and I really like this song. Dawson, what are your thoughts?
Actually, I was introduced to Steve's music when I first got to the UK in the fall of 2016 when I first came over, and actually thought it was great. Got to listen to it a lot. Quite my management at the time also worked with Steve, so I've actually loved his music from the first time I heard it. He's got a great voice, and yeah, he can play guitar like no other. But when you read about him, you can see why.
Okay, well let's bring Steve to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
It was a big relief that both Dawson and Tessa actually said, "We love you, Steve." I just found that embarrassing. How it would have been if you just said it was rubbish, you know? It's great stuff. Yeah.
When you said, like, "What do you think?" I was thinking, "Oh my God, what's he going to say?"
That's quite cool. You've got a connection. I didn't actually realise. Dawson knew you, and yes, that's really great. Your story is very interesting, Steve. I've been reading up a little bit about you. I mean, you've been a session guitarist, haven't you, for Lionel Richie? Yeah. Is that correct?
He was my first kind of professional. I joined the session agency in 1999, and well, maybe it was 2001. I can't remember, but Lionel Richie was the first job that came through. It was only a week. But it was the first kind of professional sort of session plan that I ever did, and it kind of changed my life, really. Those it was only like 5 days, but they, you know, completely changed my life, to be honest, you know, in my outlook and what I thought about my career and stuff, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go back to Trembling Heart. Talk us through the song. I mean, how did it come about?
I wanted to write a song that was kind of... I'm not a religious person or anything, but I do find music very spiritual, and I wanted to write a song just about keeping the faith, really, but doesn't have to be faith in a kind of religious sense. It could be, you know, just faith in kind of any sense, really. But I just wanted I wanted the message to be, you know, just hang in there, and when you think you're alone, you're not. You know, I'm looking out for you, that someone else is looking out for you, that the person you love is looking out for you, that kind of thing, you know. And just, you know, so don't feel alone if you are feeling alone.
am I right in saying that the actual EP, you've decided to release it physically rather than digitally?
I decided not to put it on iTunes or Spotify because two reasons. One is because I pitched my music to publishers and music supervisors and stuff for syncing adverts and movie stuff, and they don't like stuff that's been released or published. And as soon as you stick something on Spotify, even if you do it yourself, it's considered released, and a lot of people won't even look at it once it's been out there in the public thing. But the other reason was I felt a bit disheartened by when I spent £10,000 on my album Troubadour, and for me, selling CDs at the end of the gig is kind of like the end game. You know, that's what it's all about for me. You sing your songs and then you sell your CDs, and I found too often people would kind of pick up the CD and say, you know, really enjoyed the gig, and I'm going to get hold of your music, and they'd pick the album up and they'd say, oh, is this on Spotify? And I'd be like, yeah, it's on Spotify. And they'll just put the album back down and say, great, I'll check it out when I get home. And I just thought, I'm losing so much money this way, you know.
Dawson, I'm guessing that's something you can relate to as an artist yourself.
Well, I mean, Steve's lived it as well, obviously, hearing it, and we all have. It's those decisions that you need to make on how you want to get your music in the hands of all your fans. And when I started, because I'm technically still an independent, you know, have my own label and all, but I'm not signed with a major, you know, we have to look at it the best way possible. I mean, we want to get out, we want to be in front of our fans, and you want them to leave. And for the most part, I agree with Steve, you know, that, you know, you want them to leave with what they just heard. If they're excited about the show, you want to give them that feeling on the way home, and for the most part, it's in cars still. You know, I mean, over in the UK, being there and seeing the craziness, the tubes and the trains are everywhere, which are great, but a lot of people still want that CD in the car when they leave a show. So you got to find the balance, I think. So, you know, I respect Steve's, you know, why he's doing what he's doing with Troubadour, and that makes sense with what he has going outside of the shows. For a lot of us, it's a combination. You know, we live in the digital world, we need to, but I still think, as he does, you know, you want to give them something at the end, both as a fan or as an artist and wanting them to have it. But on the business side, you know, again, yeah, you know, live shows, live sales are what spur and keep us going.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
sure. So I mean, you can stream it, like, from SoundCloud and stuff like that, but I just, totally agree.
Okay, Steve, you've been touring in, you've been touring, haven't you, currently? I believe you'll be touring more in November. Is that right?
Uh, I'm actually starting on Sunday. I'm starting a new batch of dates on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Okay, so where can people go to buy tickets and find out more about your music?
Just go to my website, steveyounguk.com. All my gigs are also listed on ENT24 under Steve Young UK. Some of the gigs are free. Some of them are supporting other artists. Some of them are in Cafe Nero's up in Scotland, if you're up that way. So, yeah, I've got about 30 or 40 gigs between now and Christmas, so you can check them all out from my website, really.
Okay, then. Well, it's been great chatting to you, and we'll have to have you back on the show again in the future.
Sure thing. Sure thing.
Bye.
You think you're king of the hill. You think you're dressed up to kill. You think you're so powerful. But you hit your peak in high school. We all just wanna be loved.
Riviera with Who Do You Think You Are. Now, before we bring it onto the show, Dawson, what's your opinion on the song?
On this song, too. I was just listening along as we were just waiting to get back into it. She's got another unique but very good song. I mean, it's definitely a country feel with her. I mean, it's funny with country. There's so many different styles within the genre, and she definitely fits perfectly, though, within that kind of new, subtle country sound. I like it. First time hearing it.
Okay, then. Let's introduce Penny.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello. You're obviously an English country artist. You're London-based currently, I believe. That song has quite a powerful message, doesn't it? What is the message behind the song?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got a broad message. I mean, I wrote it based on some experiences that I had being bullied when I was really young. But I think bullying happens, like, across all ages. So it's really about trying to listen to the good version of who you think you are, as opposed to, you know, listening to people put you down and defining yourself by anyone who criticizes you, really.
It was literally just while you were chatting there. We've noticed you've got an accent.
I do, yeah. I grew up in New Zealand until the age of 16 and then moved over to the UK with my parents. So
right.
I've been based on both sides of the world now. So yeah.
How did you get into country music then? Did you listen to it over there, or was it something you discovered when you come over here?
I was raised pretty much on like my parents' record collections, and my mom always really loved classic country. So I had this CD of hers that she used to play in the car from the age of, I guess, like, I remember being like three and listening to really old school country songs. And then my dad had kind of more folk music that he listened to. So I think I probably just listened to the music that they had before I could really afford to buy anything of my own. And then by that point, I was hooked.
Oh, so you actually do a lot, like you work with a lot of venues, don't you, to support live music. How did you become involved with that? Is it something you feel strongly about?
Yeah, completely. I mean, I think the country music circuit is similar to maybe the rock and roll circuit in some ways as well, where like a big part of like the job itself is going out there and performing live shows. And if we don't have the live venues for young artists who are just starting out, you know, like, you know, practicing in their garage and performing with their friends from school, you need to have the small festivals and the small venues that bring you up to the next level and the next level. And I think it's so important that we keep these live venues in the community. Otherwise, we're going to lose the whole next generation of performers, yeah.
Leah, and Dawson, obviously being a country artist yourself, I mean, live music really is the best way, I think, for that genre, don't you?
Yeah, I agree exactly with Penny. Hi, Penny, by the way. It's nice to meet you.
Hey,
I agree again. Like, I mean, you're hearing a lot with the artists that have been on today, and I'm echoing it, is that when you're out and you're trying to promote your product as an independent, especially, or someone even on maybe a smaller label, it's all about live, getting out and playing as much as you can in front of your fans. And when you reference the rock genre, Penny, it's exactly what they did all through the 70s and 80s, and it's really what country is all about now. Like, you see it, everyone is touring as much as possible and touring different parts of the world.
Yeah, big time. I think it's fantastic. You can come to country concerts and you see that the artists can perform really at the same level as the records that they put out, and I think that there shouldn't really be such a major discrepancy, so that live development is just so important.
So have you been back over to New Zealand doing gigs at all just recently, or is it something you're thinking about doing?
More something I'm thinking about doing. I performed over in Australia a few years ago when I was working on like a kind of more of a poppy type country record, and the Tamworth Music Festival was fantastic over there. That was a lot of fun to do. It's just that it's so far away. So I think now that my family's over in the UK and the scene is growing over a lot, you know, it's a lot bigger here than it used to be, it's quite nice to focus on my doorstep. And then, like, as opportunities come along, I'd be happy to go back to my hometown and perform and stuff like that. I'd certainly never say no.
Okay, then. So where can people go to find out more about yourself and your music?
So the single, that song that you just played, is coming out on iTunes and all kind of major online retailers on Friday. And the website is going to be up for Friday, which is literally going to just be www.pennyriviera.com. And then I've got my links to my Instagram and other social media up on that as well.
Okay, well, it's been absolutely great talking to you. We've loved having you on the show, and hopefully we'll have you back on the show again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for speaking. Appreciate it.
And that's pretty much the end of the first Dawson Raines co-presentation of Sound and Country Vision Volume 14.
Phenomenal.
There's so many things to actually... Do you think Dawson's passed the audition, Tessa?
I think he has. Definitely.
I hope so. I was feeling a little nervous. I wasn't really sure if I'd get two thumbs up, but I hope I did.
It's definitely two thumbs up. Will you be able to join us for Volume 15, Dawson?
I would love to come back and do Volume 15 with you guys if you have me.
That's great.
In the words of Shania Twain then, Tessa, what's life about to get?
Good.
One of the things that podcast listeners often sort of complain about is they want some added value. They want some extra added bonuses, yes. Shall we say, even extra added bonuses. And that's what we're going to provide for them, Tessa, because there's so much packed in to the aired edition of Volume 14 that quite literally we sort of thought it was just, we had to squeeze in so much, inevitably you have more goodness that's actually
and
out
we
there.
Like to give our guests the time to talk, so
extra value for money, that's the important thing. So before we actually touch base with the next wonderful soul, and of course we've still got the amazingly talented Dawson Rains in Canada, yay Dawson!
Hey guys, what's going on?
Would you like to introduce from Glassville the latest audio tune, please?
Yes, so we've got One Time Thing.
Stand, but I was kind of glad. you better watch you walk out the door. Only wanted a taste, now I want a little more. You're the face I see, even though I try to forget your name. Move on with my life, make me feel like I never been before.
That was Glasville with One Time Thing. Dawson, have you heard of Glasville?
I know you just stumbled there because you have me, and I'm Nashville, Glasville. It's okay, Tessa. It's fine.
A bit
it's
of
totally
a
fine. A little bit. I'm going to be honest. I hadn't until we talked about them were coming on the show, and I always want to check things out. So, no, I hadn't, but very cool sound.
Well, they're actually the UK's number one Nashville tribute band. You know the actual drama series in Nashville?
Yes, the one that I was on.
Yes, yeah, they're sort of a tribute band for that, but they do their own sort of songs as well. So shall we bring Joe Heal on? He's the drummer for the band.
I think that would be good.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing, Tess? Hi, Dawson.
Really well, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, fantastic. I'm hiding in an office in London in a very dodgy corridor just to do a nice interview with yourself.
The things we have to do.
Escape from work.
Definitely. Okay, so we've had you on the show before, and you always bring us really good updates and things you're doing with the band. So, One Time Thing, that comes out in November, am I right?
That's right, yeah. So it comes out 3 weeks on Friday, the 10th of November, and it's available international. So no excuse, Dawson. You can download it in Canada as well. It's not a problem. You can get
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, so what's the story behind a one-time thing? Is this is your own, this is sort of your own song, isn't it? It's the band's own song. It's nothing to do with Nashville.
No, nothing to do with Nashville. I think after 3.5 years of starting up Glasville, not really predicting where it was going to go or the response it had over the few years that we've been running, we kind of just had this kind of burning sensation within ourselves that, you know, we really wanted to do our own music as well. So this is our debut single. We've recorded 4 tracks earlier in summer, and we releasing One Time Thing. It's probably the more natural sound of the songs we've recorded. We've always had our own sound, even when we've been performing the music from the show. So I think that's why people like coming to see us time and time again. It's, we're not the cast. We don't want to be the cast. They do the things their way. We do it our way. You know, it's a great, upbeat live performance show. So I think One Time Thing really reflects more of the sound of us as a band if we've matured over the past 3 years.
Definitely, I think so, and obviously I've heard your previous music. I mean, I really like this song. I think it's got a beautiful melody. It's lovely. Are you touring at the moment or doing any shows, gigs?
Yeah, well, we start in 2 weeks, so Thursday, the 2nd of November, we start off in Manchester and then Birmingham Institute the following night on Friday, and London at the O2 Academy in Islington on the Saturday night, and then at the end of November, we're back on tour again on the Thursday, so we'll be in Sheffield, Oxford and Newcastle, O2 Academies, and then we close off the tour in the UK on Saturday, the 9th of December at the O2 ABC, which is nearly sold out. So, so if you haven't got your tickets, hurry up and get them, because they've been planning this to be our last Nashville tour. So whilst we're going to be performing One Time Thing and the follow-up single, we're also going to sneak peek that on the tour as well, called I Belong. So we will be doing 2 original songs. It'll be the last time you get to hear us perform 20-odd songs from the show. We'll sneak a few on tour next year, but primarily we're just going to start focusing on taking the original music forward next year as our focus, rather than performing the music from the show, which we've enjoyed doing, but after 3 years, I think even Dawson, can you agree? We kind of want to try our own thing for a while and hopefully see where that takes us.
Dawson, I guess you can relate to that as well, wanting to change things up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I come from, again, a rock background and found country, and it was a big switch for me in the sense of musicality, but I was the cover band guy too. So, Joe, I get it. We all been there, and you want to end up doing what you want to do for yourself. So, you know, props to you making that call after, you know, 3 years, and from what I see, you know, very successfully doing it. So, good luck with this, man.
I know, appreciate it. I think, you know, our fans been, well, more receptive than we thought we deserved or would even have from them, to be honest. And it's been really refreshing to kind of see how much the country music scene is embraced in the UK. And to the show, all of us will be testing. We've had this discussion in previous interviews, Tess, about how I think the show has actually helped a lot of people remove those preconceived notions of country music, seeing there with a banjo and mountain music. And don't get me wrong, Mike Snyder does that amazingly well. I saw him at the Opry. It's superb, but I think people have this preconceived notion that country is not what it actually is, and it's such a diverse fusion and eclectic mix of. So I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how this and the sound develops over the rest of the coming years in the country.
So let's do the all-important plugs. Where can people go to purchase tickets for your show?
So for the tour, you can either head to glasville.com, and that gives you all the links to our tour dates, or you can go into ticketmaster.co.uk, and there's the links. The only show that's not on Ticketmaster is the Manchester Academy, but you can head straight to Manchester Academy. But all the links to the shows are on our website, or head straight to the Glasville page on Facebook.
Okay, and I will eventually come to see you. I will. but anyway, that was our Glasville exclusive show. Thank you for coming on again. We always love to have you. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, lovely to have you. Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM. Putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.